Well, I'd like to figure out where my keys are here. Start by acknowledging my colleagues who helped with this, Mark Condy, Julia Phillips, and Kathy Miner. And per APHA requirements in terms of presentation disclosure, I have no financial relationships to disclose. Our learning objectives for my particular presentation are that by the end of the session, you'll be able to really describe the process of developing a competency-based curriculum that we used at the Rollins School of Public Health, specific to an applied public health informatics curriculum. Also describe how this curriculum meets the needs of our non-traditional students, and then discuss lessons learned for future curriculum development and implementation. Now, I'd like to start by providing you with a little bit of context about the Career MPH program, also known as the CMPH program. It is a MPH degree for folks at the Rollins School of Public Health. It is a distance-based degree. It's for working professionals. We have three different tracks or areas of study. We have applied public health informatics, which is what I'll be talking about today, applied epidemiology, and then prevention science. Our program actually blends both online and face-to-face instruction. Students are required to come to the campus for a long weekend at the beginning and the end of every semester, and then the 12 weeks between those on-campus weekends are facilitated by the internet, specifically the Blackboard course management software. CMPH started as a certificate program back in 1997, and then in 1999 became a full degree. Well, what I'm going to talk with you about today, specifically within the sort of realm of the Career MPH program, is the development of the Applied Public Health Informatics track. We received developmental funding in 2009 from the Public Health Informatics Institute, and the funding that we received was to develop a 10-course curriculum. The idea was that the courses would be offered for graduate credit. And it could be offered in a variety of ways. It might be that the courses would be used as a standalone certificate, or it might be that the courses would be used for a track or a major within an MPH or an MSPH degree. It was also sort of determined up front that it was going to be competency-based, using the competencies for public health informaticians. And we also went into this thinking that anybody would be able to use the curriculum. At Emory, we always planned on implementing it through the Career MPH program, but the idea was that it would be available, that anyone who wanted to use the outline that we came up with in the curriculum would be able to do that. Some basic assumptions going into the development of the project was that this was going to be a curriculum for mid-career professionals, and it was going to be a curriculum for professionals that came from one of two perspectives. Might come from a public health perspective, or they might come from a computer or information science or technology perspective. And we expected that students would gain competence in both of those domains. So at the end, regardless of which way they came in, they'd have expertise in both as they left the program. One of the first things we did was we pulled together an advisory group. And we looked out and sought people from academia, from local, state, and federal public health, and from the content area, public health informatics. And we really sort of reached out broadly, reached out across the country to gather people. And one of the things I'll say in terms of the academic group of people we pulled together is we didn't go just to schools of public health, but we pulled in some folks who had experience in nursing informatics, for example, to see what lessons we could learn from the work that had been done in the nursing arena. Our timeline for development of these 10 courses was we pulled our advisory group together for the first time in July of 2009. And what we really spent 2 days doing, a solid 2 days, was identifying the public health informatics competencies that we thought should be covered in a 10-course curriculum. We then spent time chunking those competencies and the content into 10 courses, or sort of 10 buckets is what we called it for those 2 days. Developed preliminary course outlines and course descriptions, and then really thought about sort of the scope and sequencing of those 10 different courses. A couple of months later in September, we had a fusion group, which was really a subset of that larger advisory group, and they came together to do some additional refinement on the 10 courses. And all the while in between these meetings, you've got folks at the Public Health Informatics Institute and my colleagues at Emory who are working on doing some additional refinements as well. The curriculum went out for external review in the winter and spring of 2010, and then in August of 2010, we had an outline of the 10 courses that was complete and ready for dissemination. Now, when I say we had an outline, what do I mean? Well, we didn't want to be so prescriptive that we handed off a curriculum and said, okay, this is exactly what you have to do. We wanted faculty to be able to feel like they could put their own stamp on an individual course if they decided to further develop and implement it. But for each of the 10 courses, our outline or our structure included the course description, any possible prerequisites, the competencies and learning objectives that would be achieved by participating in the course, organizing themes, possible texts, readings, other kinds of resources the faculty might want to use, a portfolio project. We wanted this to be very applied. We wanted students to come out of courses and say, be able to put particular items into a portfolio that they could then go to others and say, look, this report, this database, this whatever it is, it demonstrates my ability to achieve the competencies that were in this course. And then if there were other kinds of considerations for faculty, we included those as well. In addition to the 10 courses, the other thing we delivered was the overall scope and sequencing of the curriculum. Well, in the summer of 2010, when we're finalizing the curriculum for the Public Health Informatics Institute, we're starting to think at Emory, well, how are we going to implement this? As I said, from day one at Emory, we always knew we wanted to implement this as a track or as one of our areas of study within the Career MPH program. So we started identifying interested faculty and identifying an associate director who would sort of take the realm and take the helm of this activity. We needed to secure support from others in the school, in particular our dean's office, and we have a department of biostatistics and bioinformatics, so we needed to go to them as well and make sure they realized we weren't stepping on any toes and that what we were doing was complementary and synergistic with what they were already doing. We sought education committee approval for the entire track in September of 2010, and then we've sought approval for each individual course as the courses have been developed. We also had to start thinking about recruitment and admissions. And when it came to thinking through sort of some of the recruitment and admissions, we had to think about, well, what was the message we were going to share with others as we started to tell people about our program. So one of the first things was figuring out, well, how did we define public health informatics? And so I've got here sort of our definition of it being a systematic application of information and computer science to public health practice and research. And we took that and did a further development of our track so that people would know sort of were they the right kind of person and what would they learn if they actually went and applied for or accepted into this track. So in our track description, you'll see that it is designed, as I was saying earlier, for people who come from one of two perspectives, either the public health perspective or the computer information science or technology perspective. We also expect that students are going to be willing to develop dual expertise in both of those domains. And that's an important thing. Somebody who comes from public health, we don't want them coming in thinking, well, I don't need to learn anything about public health. I know public health. You know, the expectation is you're going to learn about both regardless of where you come from. The track is really driven by systems thinking approaches. The students are provided with foundational principles, terminology, methodology. They get information about data sources, tools, and policies. They learn about designing and evaluating components of public health information systems, how to create and manage informatics projects. They develop evaluation and research skills and really ultimately are able to enable informatics solutions to facilitate future decision making in their particular organization. So if you look at the picture here, what you'll see is that what we are really developing in our program is the interface or that bridge between the public health practice side and the application of technology side. So we're really training the students and educating the students for a role where they're able to ensure that technology is successfully being used to respond to some sort of issue within their particular organization. So it's very much a leadership role. And here I've got on the next couple of slides the curriculum. I talked about 10 courses, and so here are the, at least the numbers and the names of the 10 courses. So the students start with an introduction to public health informatics, which really sets the stage for the entire curriculum and the rest of the 9 courses that follow. They then move into getting an overview of public health data sources, standards, and information systems, and understanding their utility within public health. And they take a communication class to make sure that they're able to really successfully function as a liaison between programmatic stakeholders, scientific and technical stakeholders. There's a project management class that they take, so they're able to project manage within the context of technology deployment in a public health scenario. And then the data management and systems architecture class provides the students with understanding about data management, data systems architecture, all within the context of public health. Can't have an informatics track without talking about security and privacy issues, legal and ethical issues. And then we also have a class that really focuses on the business aspects of public health informatics. So students learn things about, well, how do you plan and manage fiscal operations when, you know, the world is changing and you may have money one day and you don't have as much money the next day. They talk about business technology planning, business case development, resource acquisition. And that's all in that business aspects class. They get a class where they learn about evaluation and research. So they're really focusing in this class on methods and techniques for evidence-based practice in public health informatics. And then the final two classes, and these are actually currently being taught for the first time this current semester, but in the Public Health Informatics Leadership and Strategy class, they're able to apply the skills that they've been learning throughout the track in real-world situations. They're developing skills that are going to ensure the strategic direction of informatics and that those strategic directions align with the public health mission and goals of their organization. And then in the final class, they're exposed to some things like data visualization and data reporting. So in a quick nutshell, those are the 10 classes that were developed. To sort of see how our program looks outlined in a schematic, our program is a 7-semester program for full-time students. So on the far left of this slide, you have the first fall, spring, and summer semester. In the middle column, you have the second fall, spring, and summer semester. And then the 7th semester, that final fall, is in the far right column. And looking at this schematic, the salmon-colored courses are the core courses that every student in an accredited school of public health has to take, plus an extra one that we have at the Rollins School of Public Health, which is Global Health. The blue classes are the track courses. So the students start taking the informatics classes from day one, and then those are scattered throughout their 7 semesters. In addition to the 10 classes that are specific just for the informatics students, they also, and these are the green squares, but they also take a questionnaire design and analysis class with our prevention science students. And in their second fall, they take a public health surveillance class that is required of every student in their career and PH program. And then just to round out the curriculum, they sign up for their practicum hours in their second fall, and then their thesis in their second summer and final fall. And those are the yellow squares. Now, I mentioned that this was competency-based. And for those of you that are interested, what I've done on this next slide is I have the track competencies. There are 14 of them down the right side, and you see that our classes truly are mapped to the competencies. So that's just the mapping of the courses to the competencies. The faculty that teach in our program are really an extraordinary group of people. We specifically went out to seek people who had real experience doing public health informatics work. So you see our cast of characters at the bottom of the slide, and they come from academia, they come from CDC. One of the advantages of being at the Rollins School of Public Health is I look out my office window and there's CDC right next door. So we have wonderful relationships with folks there. We've got other faculty who come from RTI, Northrop Grumman, Elder Research, some different consulting organizations. So if you look at them in total, they've got over 150 years of applied public health informatics experience, which is really tremendous that they're able to provide their experience to the students in our program. We accepted our first group of students in fall of 2011 and had 12 students that started. Had a bit of a dip the next year in fall 2012, and then our numbers went back up for fall 2013, where we had 16 students just start. Here I'm also showing you pictures of Melanie McLeod and Kevin Henderson, who are two of our students, and they are presenting their practicum presentations, and they've done posters of their practica. Melanie is actually slated to graduate in just a few weeks, so it's very exciting to have our first students looking at graduation. In terms of accomplishments, challenges, and lessons learned, the accomplishments have been many. Some of the ones I thought I would highlight. For those of you who've been involved with curriculum development, just developing and getting approval of 10 courses is an accomplishment in and of itself. Identifying dedicated and committed faculty, that has been really tremendous for us to identify people that truly are dedicated not only to the students but also to their discipline and to teaching those students about their discipline. All of our classes have been taught at least once. Some of them are being taught for the third time this current semester. As I mentioned in the previous slide, our first students will graduate in December, which is very exciting. We have four that are trying to finish up their thesis and get out in time. So hopefully all four will be done in December. And another, I think, enormous accomplishment is several of the students have already leveraged the skills that they've learned in the program, and they've switched jobs, and they're doing things that are very much informatics related, and that sort of liaison and that bridge between practice and the technology, and they haven't even graduated yet. So that's something we're real proud of. In terms of challenges, you know, recruitment of students. Where do you find the students? Because remember, our students come from two different arenas, and figuring out the exact place to find those students has been a bit of a challenge, one we've certainly taken on and embraced. Securing scholarship support. For those of you who work in academia, I think you could always use additional scholarship support for your students. And the diversity of our students is both a challenge and it's a strength. One of the things we've learned is we've had to be flexible with our curriculum. Students who come with prior knowledge, we needed a way for them to be able to wave out of a class. A student that comes and says, you know, I've got a project management certificate. Well, they don't really need to be taking the project management class. So we've had to figure out how to take on students that have different expertise and maybe do need to wave out of classes and figure out processes for that. Practicum and thesis advisement I have on our list of challenges as well, and I'll give you an example. Our program has a dedicated practicum faculty advisor. Her background is health education, so when she's advising the prevention science students, it's a piece of cake. When she's advising the applied epi students, that's pretty comfortable to her as well. But informatics is new, and public health informatics is new for her, and so she's having to learn, along with some of the rest of us, sort of what public health informatics is all about, and able to be able to best identify practicum opportunities for our students. And thesis has similar challenges as well. Lessons learned in terms of the development of the track. You know, invite the right players to the table. I think we did a nice job of that, mixing both academia, government, and public health informatics folks. And start with the competencies and build from there. Oftentimes that's not how a curriculum is built, but that's how we did ours. You know, it's important to have overall school support, and this relates to the overall implementation of the program. You know, I needed to make sure that the dean's office understood we weren't going to make money the first year. It was going to take time to build up the curriculum. I needed to get support from the director, from the chair of biostatistics and bioinformatics, so he understood that our public health informatics and what he was doing with public health informatics were actually complementary to each other and not stepping on each other's toes. Having somebody in the track leadership who would be responsible for curriculum issues and helping us with admissions issues and, you know, career guidance was really important. And then also being willing to tweak as needed. So we found that we've had to tweak some of the sequencing of some of our classes and switch sort of which biostats class the students took. And then sort of my last slide here relates to lessons learned with course development and implementation. And I think it's important to select the right faculty, and what we've done is selected a mix of academics and practitioners. I've talked about the importance of the leadership of the track and of the program. We have a structural designer, and we have four in my program, but one who works just with this track, and that's been beneficial because she knows the faculty really well, she knows the curriculum, she knows the students, and that's been a beneficial thing. We have also based our track, and based actually all of our tracks, on adult learning theory and scenario-based approaches, because it's when the students are really applying what they're learning in the classroom to real settings where they really have that extra learning. And then really our final lesson learned is that it always takes longer than you think it's going to take. And with that, I think I am out of time.